Good morning, students. Today we will discuss rational numbers between two rational numbers. Can you say how many natural numbers are there between 5 and 8? 2. They are 6 and 7. Can you say how many natural numbers are there between 3 and 4? No number. Now, how many integers are there between minus 2 and 3? 4. They are minus 1, 0, 1 and 2. From this discussion, we can say that there is finite number of natural numbers between any two natural numbers. This is also true for integers. We always have finite numbers of integers between any two integers. Now, let us look for rational numbers. How many rational numbers are there between 2 upon 7 and 6 upon 7? You probably will think the answer is 3 upon 7, 4 upon 7 and 5 upon 7. Now, is it correct to state that there are 3 rational numbers between 2 upon 7 and 6 upon 7? No, this is not correct. Let us understand the result. Here, 2 upon 7 is equal to 2 multiplied by 10 upon 7 multiplied by 10, you will get 20 upon 70. And in this way, 6 upon 7, you will get 60 upon 70. So the numbers 21 upon 70, 22 upon 70, 23 upon 70, till 59 upon 70 fall between 2 upon 7 and 6 upon 7. Now, as done above, this 2 upon 7 and 6 upon 7 can be written as 200 upon 700 and here 600 upon 700 respectively. Therefore, you can observe, unlike natural numbers and integers, there are finite numbers of rational number between any two rational numbers. Now, find any two rational numbers between 3 and 5. Here the solution is, you can write 3 equal to 30 upon 10 and 5 equal to 50 upon 10. Thus, we have 31 upon 10, 32 upon 10, 23 upon 10. In this way, it is 49 upon 10 lies between 30 upon 10 and 50 upon 10, or we can say they are between 3 and 5. Any two rational numbers between 3 and 5 are, among these you can choose 31 upon 10 and 32 upon 10. Now, another method, that is alternative method. So, take one example. Find a rational number between 1 upon 8 and 3 upon 4. Here the solution is, to find a rational number between two rational numbers by alternative method, we will find the mean of two given numbers. For this, first we will find the sum of here 1 upon 8 and 3 upon 4. So here the sum is 7 upon 8. Now divide the sum by 2. So what you will get? You will get 7 upon 16. So symbolically, we can write for any two rational numbers A and B such that A is less than B, then A is less than A plus B by 2, or you can say mean of A and B, and which is less than B. So here A plus B by 2 lies between A and B. The rational number A plus B by 2 is called the mean of A and B. Now, let's take another example. Find any two rational numbers between 3 upon 4 and 5 upon 3. As the denominators of these two numbers are different, we will convert them as rational numbers having the same denominator. So, the LCM of these denominators is 4 and 3, that is equal to 12. Therefore, we will convert the denominator of both fractions equal to 12. Here, 3 upon 4 is equal to 3 multiplied by 3 upon 4 multiplied by 3, that is equal to 9 upon 12. And similarly, 5 upon 3 will get 20 upon 12. As you can see, the equivalent rational numbers have numerator 9 and 20 respectively. So now, the rational numbers between them will be 10 upon 12, 11 upon 12, 12 upon 12, till 19 upon 12. So, any two rational numbers between 9 upon 12 and 20 upon 12 are, you can choose any two number. Here I have chosen 11 upon 12 and 19 upon 12. Now, recapitulation of the lesson. Rational numbers are closed under addition, subtraction, and multiplication. The operation addition and multiplication are commutative and associative for rational numbers. 0 is called the additive identity for rational numbers. 1 is called the multiplicative identity for rational numbers. The additive inverse of a rational number P upon Q is minus P upon Q. For all rational numbers A, B and C, A multiplied by B plus C is equal to AB plus AC, and A multiplied by B minus C is equal to AB minus AC. This is called the distributivity of rational number. There are infinite number of rational numbers between any two rational numbers. Now, you can solve exercise 1.2 of your NCERT book. Thank you.